Is that you? What a joyful occasion. What have you decided to do? You've decided to assume the role of a teacher of God. Those of you who missed the first hour, this is A Course in Miracles, and I am some sort of master teacher, whatever that means, demonstrating to you through my own enlightenment, the certainty of who I am, and offering you that certainty within your own perspective of yourself. All right? Do you see that? Now, the certainty that that is true was arrived at in the ordeal of a continuing examination of my own conceptual self. And that's what you're doing with me right now. And that's what's going on in this world, isn't it? I looked at your world. I just came back from a sojourn well out of time. And I'm looking at the intense fear that is being enhanced in everything that you do in order to protect yourself within the limitations imposed by this world on you. I'm offering you the entirety of the solution, not as demonstrated by the fear of the world, but my certainty that the world is only a containment within your own mind, and that when you change your mind about yourself, this world will change. This is Our Course in Miracles through the resurrected mind of Jesus Christ. It's a systematic way to offer you the entirety of the solution about who you really are, contained within your mind. Are you glad to hear that? Say to me, I'm glad to hear. Are you glad to hear that I'm within your perspective in this Course in Miracles? Now, all around the world, we're opening up what we call Course in Miracles International Centers all around the world. We're translating the Course in Miracles International. We decided to use the word international in association with the human beings. Actually, Course in Miracles International is a subsidiary of Course in Miracles Universal. That is, the certainty of the universal teaching is inevitable regardless of the location of your galactic identity. But the idea that we are international can be valuable to you now, because we need to translate into the languages of this world the necessity for the conversion of your mind, which is really what the miracle is, isn't it? So we began with a perspective of the necessity for you to change your own mind, and we're at the point where the illumination of your mind in sequences of holy instances is occurring on a continuing basis, so that the alteration of our spatial time location is happening. Okay, that's what happened with us in that first hour. Now, the assumption of the responsibility to teach is inevitable in the practice because, let's reiterate it, the truth of the matter is you're only teaching yourself. Say that to me. I'm only teaching myself. And if you're only teaching yourself, you will not be willing to learn more than you think the particulars are within your own concepts. What I am offering you is a continuing revision of particulars of objective association based on the mind training that continue to enlighten you in features of harmony of mind that represent your escape from space-time. Do minds communicate? Yes. Must communication be whole to be real? Certainly. Are we offering ourselves at this time holy instances of communication without the particulars of the concepts? Of course. Does that begin with the idea of the sharing of the forgiveness of the nature of the revengeful ideas concerning our attack and defense modes that previously represented us? How could they not? This world is a place of revenge, my dear ones. Are you listening to me? We'll get back to the teacher's manual. It's very important that you hear that. If you retain a retaliatory modulation of energy form, that is the idea of exchange, you cannot communicate because you are defending yourself from an inherent capacity within yourself to extend the power and light of God. As Jesus says in Sermon on the Mount, judge not lest you be judged. What goes around is going to come around. What you put out there will come back. Change your mind about yourself, and suddenly coming back to you will be all the harmony that you discovered in a new way to teach. It's an expression of an involved wholeness of light in the recognition of who you are. Will this heal? Go. The healing that went on in that first hour of the teacher's manual was very extraordinary because I saw you in a moment of enlightenment recognize yourself as not a body. And in that recognition was the entire healing of your body, with no particular attention to what the disease was. Now, in the communication of a healer, of an advanced teacher, will be the enlightenment of your own mind, which will perfectly heal you. So, we have two factors involved in this very short hour from the teacher's manual. One is to express our certainty that there's really only one savior of the world. Because the admission of multiple saviorships may misdirect your conceptual idea about yourself in the determination to find the solution objectively in some other teacher. This is a very common practice. We call it idolization. You may even be doing it with me. Jesus says in the New Testament, the idea that he is going to perform resurrection or miracles or a totality of the capacity to recognize a relationship from God is any different than you are is absurd. He tells you that all power is given unto you in heaven and earth, but he must act as an agency of the conversion of your mind. That's what I'm hoping to do with you now, in the simple expression of my love for you. Many of the teachers going out in this new avocation, occupation of mind, are enjoying for the first time a real reason for being here. Are you listening with me? The only possibility that you would be locked in a containment of space-time in an organization within the little hovel of dark form that represents yourself within the universe would be to escape from it. The teaching of the practice of escape from your conceptual formulations are what this Course in Miracles is. And it's nice for me to see how successful you have become at it, because I am able to offer you momentarily that light in self-recognition. I know perfectly well who you are, and your determination to retain your own concepts in your separation, to justify your body association, to occupy yourself within this little continuum, and to get old, and to get sick, and to lose the things that you love, are totally and absolutely meaningless to me. Are you ready? They're totally and absolutely meaningless. The uncompromising assertion of the wholeness of you requires the necessity for you to deny momentarily the relationship of what you would call scarcity and lack and fear and littleness and justification for your need to seek revenge within the world, in the admission of the entire availability of the alternative that we are now sharing. Now, the teacher's manual is going to say, at the request that you have made, how many saviors of the world does it take to save the world? The answer cannot not be what we're about to look at. This from the teacher's manual. From the teacher's manual. How many teachers of God are needed to save the world? The answer to this question is one. Is that one you? We hope so. One holy, perfect teacher whose learning is complete suffices. This one, sanctified and redeemed, becomes the self who is the Son of God. He who was always Holy Spirit now no longer sees himself as a body or even as in a body. Therefore, he is limitless. And being limitless, his thoughts are joined with God's forever and ever. His perception of himself is based on God's judgment, not his own. Thus does he share God's will and bring his thoughts to still deluded minds. He is forever one because he is as God created him. He has accepted Christ and he is saved. You're listening to me? Will you represent yourself as this, please? Will you trust me with this? I want you to begin to simply represent yourself to this world, okay, in a discovery of yourself with a determination to undergo the experience with my certainty that this world is only in your own mind. Can you see that with me? Okay, let's try it and then we'll read a little more. Say to me, I am the savior of the world. Yes. Yeah. I am the Holy Son of God Himself, and in that recognition, I save the world. Listen. Thus does the Son of Man become the Son of God. Listen, it's not really a change at all. It's a change of mind. Nothing external alters, but everything internal now reflects only the love of God. God can no longer be feared, for the mind sees no cause for punishment. God's teachers appear to be many, for that is what is the world's need. Yet being joined in one purpose and one they share with God, how could they be separate from each other? What does it matter if they then appear in many forms? Their minds are one. Their joining is complete. And God works through them now as one, for that is what they are. Why is the illusion of many necessary? Only because reality is not understandable to the deluded. Only very few can hear God's voice at all, and even they cannot communicate his messages directly through the Spirit which gave them. They need a medium through which communication becomes possible to those who do not realize that they are Spirit. What do they need? A body they can see, a voice they understand and listen to without the fear that truth would encounter in them. Do not forget that truth can come only when it is welcomed without fear. So do God's teachers need a body, for their unity could not be recognized directly. Dear ones, this is directly the teachings of the New Testament of Jesus Christ, who in his resurrection said, I'll be right back. Okay, I'm going to be back in just a moment. Okay, and I will remain with you in body to represent the possibility of conversion within your own time frame. Is that what I'm demonstrating to you now? Most certainly. This is the time and place where through, let's use transfiguration. Remember in the New Testament where Jesus began to undergo a transfiguration of his body where the light forms of the agency of specialization in the mass of body identity were converted to light within the entirety of the recognition of the illusionary nature of the body? That's what's happening to you now. Practice of this course shows us how to look through the density of our body associations and recognize the Christ mind, okay, the true teacher who cannot not be next to you. I guess that may be a little fanciful for you. I want you to see with me the miracle of mind that's possible for you in the recognition of each other. If it is true there really is only one mind, how could we not be sharing that mind? Although it may appear in a great many versatile associations of the body. Can you see that with me? My concern about your body is in a totality of non-recognition. There's nothing you're going to demonstrate to me within the physicality of flesh that concerns me in the slightest. I'm only concerned about how willing you are to communicate with my mind that cannot not be representing your perfection. This is what qualifies me as a teacher of this Course in Miracles, obviously through the mind of Jesus. What did he say about you? Jesus said, I will abide with you. I will be you. I will be a part of you and our Father as well, so that we can come to recognize each other. How is that accomplished? By forgiving your own images, by the admission that you had been attacking yourself. Heretofore, you thought there really was something out there, somebody else's thoughts that were going to attack you and cause you to seek revenge. That's the nature of what's going on here right now in this world. The determination that you have been attacking yourself was the first necessity in the admission that you no longer wanted to participate in the illusion of this space-time location. Now you're watching this mind training. You've become, through this manual of teachers, a teacher of God, representing the assumption of your role as Savior of the world. How many are required? One. One. If you brought this world with you within your own sequence of dream, the realization of who you are will save this world. And the joy that you'll experience in coming to know the truth of that is beyond any expectation that you previously demonstrated within the little frame of joy and happiness that had to be associated with fear and loss. There is no connection to the love that we are now sharing and the idea of loss or pain or death. Let's listen just a little more in this teacher's manual about your assumption of the role of saviorship. So what are we saying? God's teachers need a body because within the illusion of separation, they represent the entirety of the converting nature. Otherwise, they wouldn't be recognized. Okay? Now, if I appeared to you somehow as some sort of alien separate from you, okay, you would attempt to understand within your objective perspective who I really was. The reflection I'm offering you as a condition of species identity is your assurance of the assumption of your role as saviorship, because I'm an image within your own mind that you can recognize. Is that all right? Listen. Yet what makes God's teachers is their recognition of the proper purpose of the body. As they advance in their profession, they become more and more certain that the body's function is but to let God's voice speak through it to human ears. And these ears will carry to the mind of the hearer messages that are not of this world, and the mind will understand because of their source. Are you listening? From this understanding will come the recognition in this new teacher of God of what the body's purpose really is, the only use there really is for it. This lesson is enough to let the thought of unity come in. And what is one is recognized as one. The teachers of God appear to share the illusion of separation, but because of what they use the body for, they do not believe in the illusion despite appearances. You ready to look at that with me? If I'm going to represent a body form to you in the moment of our correspondence in objective reality, and that's what we're doing to you, I can show you that through the releases of the mode of what you call sequential time, that is, the idea that you are that body, have brought your whole thoughts in here with you, are going to project them into the future and live within the limitations of that body form based on your old memories, you will be occupying in time a very little limited association of space that justifies your body association. My offering to you is to recognize the entirety of your body association here and now, because in the salvation of those, what we would call salvage of the thought forms that constitute the dark form, in its enlightenment procedure has to be an instant of self-recognition. Okay, so what will happen in that instant of the recognition of each other? The ideas you have about yourself in your old mind projected into the future will collapse into an instant of self-recognition. Will we apply our body forms of separateness in order to perform this act? Of course, how could we not? Up until now, we have really thought that there are separate bodies and separate people out in this world. A recognition that we have peopled this world with associations that justify our separation, and now want to allow them, through laying down our defenses, to come into a new parameter, a body alteration that will show us a new continuum of time, is the procedure that you are expressing in the idea that you are a savior of this world. You see that? It's a continuing conversion of the body form. Many of you know that the credentials of my body indicate that I'm more than 75 years old. The idea that I am a body more than 75 years old within this little occupation is ridiculous to me. You listen carefully to me. The renewal of my mind has been the renewal of my body, so I heal. I'm going to look at you as a body form for just a moment and heal you with the power of my mind. Will you accept from me my certainty of the youth and vitality and the passion we can share in the arousal of the love that entertains us within our relationship with each other? Will you come and dance with me just for a moment in the realization that we have found the solution? The celebration of the teachers of God that's going on around in this world, which perhaps you're going to want to join with now, are nothing but demonstrations of separate body formulations that enter with their minds into the certainty that there's a single body and it's theirs. They then share in the harmony of communications of thought forms. In the persistence of that, they recognize a commonality of a different continuum of time, okay, that represents the escape from time. It's the borderland, what you call an event horizon, that no longer denies you access to the recognition of each other. Say to me, I'm the savior of this world. Yes. The salvation of this world depends on you, and I'm a factor within your own mind, through the mind of Jesus, showing you how that act can be performed. That 30 minutes was real fast, wasn't it, in this teacher's manual? We'll be back in just a moment. Remember, God goes with us wherever we go, because the application of God's mind through the love for each other is converting the nature of our correspondence. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone. So we're teaching from the teacher's manual of A Course in Miracles, and we're laughing at the idea that you are aroused. Listen, I'm arousing in you the passion of self-discovery. Okay. Wake, arise, a voice is calling. The watchman on the tower standing keeps watch over Jerusalem, one of the great old Christian hymns. There's no question that you are in the process of awakening from your dream of death, and it will be an exciting procedure, very simply because your dream inevitably had nightmare identities where monsters attack you, and contained within the fear of the containment of your dream was the idea that you were separate from God. Listen to me carefully. I am in the auspices of the conversion of your individual conceptual identity with positively no concern about the world. If you'll stand with me, this is called brotherhood. If you'll stand with me in the entirety of a relationship of our mind, you will be healed instantly within the converting nature of the passion of self-discovery that gives you a reason for being. Conceptually, as a human being, you have searched in vain within your own space-time reference for a purpose for this world. Everywhere you look, most particularly in these recent events within time, you have seen fear being encompassed more and more within the idea of separation. The time has come at last, within that single moment of devastation, for you to begin to have an experience of recognizing through the admission that the problem within your concepts does not contain the solution, okay, and that God will and can, through His power of love, show you that alternative. That's what we're sharing right now. the opening of a channel of communication of light in the entirety of God dependency, is an escape from the hovel of dark form that in your dream constituted the idea that you were separate. This is the teacher's manual of our Course in Miracles from Jesus out of time, directing you now in your acceptance of the assignment of teaching, the manner in which you will continue to offer your solution to this slow continuum. Listen. We as teachers of God appear to share the illusion of separation, but because of what we use the body for, we do not believe in the illusion, despite what the world might think. And this is how we correspond. The central lesson is always this, that what you use the body for, it will become to you. If you use it for sin or for attack, which is the same as sin, you will see it as sinful. Because it is sinful, it's weak. And being weak, it will suffer and it will die. I'm back with you just for a moment to give you our Aramaic definition through Jesus of what sin is. Sin in the New Testament is separation. And most of you know this. It's an archery term that indicates you're off the mark. If you're off the mark in the entirety of the reassociation of your body, you will define yourself as sinful and weak without the power of the Christ body that's standing right next to you. What does this say? As you define yourself, you will be. The recognition that emerges in you of the wholeness through our sharing of love of new bodies healed will demonstrate a new discovery in a new relationship of time. Listen. Now, because it is sinful, it is weak, and being weak, it suffers and it dies. Use it to bring the word of God to those who have it not, and the body becomes holy. Because it is holy, it cannot be sick and it cannot die. Are you listening to this? When its usefulness is done, it's laid by and that's all. The mind makes this decision, and it makes all decisions that are responsible for the body's condition, because that's what it is. Yet the teacher of God does not make this decision alone. To do that would be to give the body another purpose from the one that keeps it holy. Are you listening? God's voice will tell him when he has fulfilled his role, just as it tells him what his function is. He does not suffer, either in going or remaining. Sickness is now impossible to him. See if I can share with you my certainty of resurrected body. This is a step that has to be taken at the conclusion of your sojourn into time. At some point, I will appear, or any teacher will appear within your own mind and demonstrate to you your own wholeness. Okay? It's a simple recognition that we are communicating with our minds and that actually our bodies are not separate from each other. You listening to this? This is, of course, the New Testament with Jesus Christ, who has agreed to remain with us as we undergo this physical conversion of our body. I am now in your mind, certain of your perfection. In that certainty of recognition of each other will be the healing factor of the idea of sickness. Because the idea of sickness is the idea of a corrupt or sinful body held in particleization, separate from the wholeness that's available to you within the time frame. I have absolutely no concern how you have organized yourself within your conceptual self and have specialized in separate redundancies that justify, I used to call you the jigsaw man, of holding yourself together within the time frame of light. the alteration I am offering you right now within this continuum will be a moment's expression of a brilliant new recognition of yourself that will perfectly heal your body. If there were time, and perhaps in the future we'll do, we're scheduled to do a couple of more hours in the teacher's manual, we would like to read to you how healing is accomplished. Because I am demonstrating to you perfectly at this time its accomplishment. It is impossible if you're in association with me at this moment. This is true of all what we call teachers of God, teachers of the Course, Christian teachers, Christian healers who are out in the world offering the power and the mind of Jesus through the Holy Spirit are demonstrating the agency of wholeness that's possible within your mind. Are they perfect? So when they perform miracle healing, the world immediately misidentifies themselves as concepts within their own containment and condemns them to the relationship of this world, rather than admitting that through the power of a single Christ mind, we heal each other in the recognition of each other, since we share, are you ready, a single body within the illusion of our time. Jesus calls this an incorruptible body. A single moment of the entirety of you that you continue to offer to the world in that recognition. What we just read you says that when you've used it, you just put it aside. The most emphatic thing that I want to offer you within this relationship from Jesus, there's no death whatsoever connected to it. I've looked at this continuation of somehow the establishment of Christianity to say that Jesus died for our sins, and I'm very tired of it. It's nowhere, okay, in my offering to you that Jesus is not alive and present with us now. The obstacle to the Course in Miracles is very simply our determination that you can't die. Certainly was demonstrated by Jesus historically, and is being demonstrated at this moment, if you'll allow it to be. The resurrection of the body, okay, through a predetermination of a factor of conversion that occurred at the moment of separation, is what I'm offering you right here and now. Is that acceptable to you? How is healing accomplished, which is the lessons in this teacher's manual, will be a part of another two-hour series that we'll probably do. In the meantime, it's important that you see, okay, that while all sorts of theologies about the solution can be discussed within the frame of time that represents separation, the requirement for your individual experience is imperative if in fact the world is an illusion of your self-containment. And I assure you that it is. And I'm assuring you that in this teacher's manual is the totality of a description through the mind of a resurrected man, whatever you call him, of the certainty of your own recognition of self and resurrection. Let's listen to a little more. Oneness and sickness cannot coexist. God's teachers choose to look on dreams a while. It is a conscious choice, for they have learned that all choices are made consciously with full awareness of their consequences. The dream says otherwise, but who would put his faith in dreams once they are recognized for what they are? Awareness of dreaming is the real function of God's teachers. They watch the dream figures come and go and shift and change and suffer and die. Yet they are not deceived by what they see. They recognize that to behold a dream figure as sick and separate is no more real than to regard it as healthy and beautiful. I'm going to read it to you once more and see if you can hear this within the illusion of your own separation. Whole minds that I am representing to you through my healed body, watch the dream figures come and go and shift and change and suffer and die. Yet they are not deceived by what they see. They recognize that to behold a dream figure is sick and separate is no more real than to regard it as healthy and as beautiful. Unity alone is not a thing of dreams. And it is this God's teachers acknowledge as behind the dream and beyond all seeing, and yet surely theirs to have and hold in the moment of their own conversion. So here I am, within your own sequential dream, representing another manner in which you can view yourself, okay, based on my own discovery that the occupancy of this space and time in a sequential mode whereby we use our old memories that are over and gone, okay, to predict what the future will be and therefore deny ourselves access to the healing power of love that is available to us. Let's practice, shall we, just for a moment, the entirety of this teaching. If you'll sit with me just for a moment now, and you'll notice a little music has come into the background here. I heard this morning, I was listening to some old Good Time records from a couple of weeks ago, and what you're hearing in the background is a little Stan Kenton. I like the idea that we can share together a certainty of communication based on recognition of associations of harmony that we found within our own minds. I'm very certain of this, and this is what I just read you. I am in an illusion of the pertainments of my own mind without my need to justify them. The manner of conversion that has occurred in your mind, as it did just then, is nothing but an enlightenment, okay, in a determination to use the power that you previously feared within your own mind to represent an escape from the continuity of space-time. If you look at the correspondences of light, you see how narrow the band is in the range by which a human condition identifies itself. What does Jesus say in John 1 in the New Testament? Okay, you're blind, you're deaf, and you're dumb. You've been so totally self-contained and have represented that containment in little particulars that justify the range of the correspondence of the fleshy condition of carbon and hydrogen and oxygen that you thought you were. Say to me, I'm not a body. You're not a body? Not for more than a moment. Notice that in your declaration that you are not a body is the requirement of the admission of the entirety, not only of your time, but of your spatial reference. There are repeated lessons in the workbook of a course that say, I am not a body. Now say, I am free. I'm free. Ready? I'm still as God created me. Say it. Yeah. No matter what this appears to be, within the relationship of cause and effect, you're still going to be as God created you. Are you ready? You don't have anything to say about it. As much as you may not like the particulars that I'm offering you in my certainty that this world is not real, the joy you're experiencing now in the idea that God doesn't know anything about this, this is from Jesus, will make you very happy. Our Father does not judge. Jesus did not come into this continuum to condemn you. He came to save you by offering you the entirety of the solution in our body association with each other through momentary forgiveness of the illusion that we were separate. Yes, I am a teacher of God. And yes, you are too. And you are because you have decided to be. Are you listening to me? Is that you there? Huh? Will you listen to me just a moment? Your decision to assume the role of saviorship cannot not involve the happiness that you will feel at the release from the bondage of space-time in which you thought you were. Time indeed lasted but a moment in your mind with no effect on eternity. And it's over, and it's gone. The particulars of the continuing revision of the light form of your mind are this offering. You look out into the universe at the billions of stars and the billions of galaxies, and it gives you a new perspective in regard to how little you have been within the illusion of your body form. My certainty that you share universal mind as the source of you has allowed you to see that the little particulars of your mind as resourceful within your own limitation no longer attract you. Very simply, you're escaping from your own self-identity by a decision that you don't want it anymore. Okay? Now, we will be doing a little more about healing if you'd like to share it with me, because as I look at you in the particulars of your own mind, I am offering you a healing mode where you will be perfectly healed in the correspondence of your space-time reference. Okay? This through our communication of the power of love to recognize a real relationship through the auspices of this course that teach by forgiving, by laying down the grievance that we previously used to justify our association, we can escape from space-time. And that's what I'm offering to you right now. Will you accept it? Are you going to insist that I reveal to you my identity of a human being as separate from you, with different historic references that condemn us to examining ourselves historically to retain the grievance of our inability to solve the problem, project it into the future, and continue to attack and defend ourselves within our own minds in a relationship of non-creative nothingness. The world you see has nothing whatsoever to do with reality. It is of your own making, and it does not exist. Notice the progression you're making in this workbook of A Course in Miracles. From out of time, it is offering you the certainty of this conversion. Okay? The light that we're sharing right now is, in truth, an enlightenment of our visual illusions of body association. Let's try it together. There we go. Watch this. There we go. Now, here's a correspondence, and here's one here. Okay? Turn right now. I'm curious if you're watching this video. Turn and look at the guy next to you. I'm going to wrap up this hour. I want you to see that the one sitting next to you can share with you through love and forgiveness the certainty of that single reality. You want to practice that? I bet you're afraid to do it. Are you afraid to express your love for him, or are you going to do it? Okay, you want to try it? turn right now. Quicker. Say, you ready? I love you. Go ahead. Is that embarrassing to you? It's always easier to say, I hate you, and I'm not sure than it is to simply say, I love you. Will you share with me there's no reason why you shouldn't love him? If what we just read together, the illusion of wellness and sickness or goodness or pain or bad or evil is all illusionary, what's the matter with re-illusioning to the certainty of a correspondence of the entirety of our love? I love you more than anything in the universe, very simply because God's love is what we are together. So the healing nature of the expression, you call it, I am experiencing unconditional love. I don't know what unconditional love is. I know what conditional love is. I know what the entirety of our conditional relationship through a moment of forgiveness offers us in the pertainment of our own illumination. And that this teacher's manual from our Course in Miracles, from out of time, has now become our instructions in which we have discovered our capacity to take out to this continuum the new self we have discovered. We will teach it because we learn by teaching. Okay? We learn by giving. We learn by being non-possessive of our need to justify location in order to undergo another death experience. The time has passed when we're going to participate in sequential time. We have reached the time and place where through teaching the message of forgiveness, we have learned it. This is a practice of Course in Miracles International. Self-recognition and enlightenment is necessary in the fundamental teaching. Once that begins to occur, we share the solution to love and joy of the recognition of each other. Thank you for beginning to practice the uncompromising nature of my declaration to you that you are whole and perfect. I come as a sojourner from out of time, offering you a release from the defenses of this little place in time, which you did accept, and that we did leave together, and that we are now back in our memories in time, sharing with those who still remain in bondage the certainty of our love for each other. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we think and express our love for each other. What a privilege it has been for me as a teacher of God to serve you. There's nothing in the universe, since this is my designation, that I would rather do than offer this to you. And in your recognition of it, we share the joy of escaping from death. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone. Some of you are something to behold out there. You're acting as agencies for the light of the world, and you're becoming very noticeable within the new continuum. Thank you. I'll be with you in just a minute.